T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The trek that I went on to get to this office today was incredible, Ron. I mean, incredible. I might as well have driven to Taiwan, and I realized there would have been a body of water involved there. It was amazing. I went from Greentree.
You live like a mile away from here.
Yes. But I have to take my daughter to school.
So, I got you.
The crow flies, I need to go from Greentree to Bethel Park, right by South Hills Village.
Deccan's a tough drive, traffic.
And then cut over here. As the crow flies, I would do the whole thing in like 20 minutes instead.
Yeah, but this ain't no crow flying.
This is a crow crawling. This is Eddie Crow trying to get there. I go through Mount Lebanon. They've been doing a sidewalk project for a year and a half.
Maybe Will Crow trying to get there.
Maybe,
too.
Yeah. A year and a half. They've been fixing the sidewalk in Mount Lebanon. I try to go through there. All right, I get through there. Then we get to Bethel Park, right by the Chick-fil-A in Bethel Park. More construction, one lane. Then I drop her off, which is always an ordeal. Then I figure, all right, I'll go the back way coming back over by Fort Couch Elementary in Bethel Park. Well, what's right after that? A huge line. It was like trying to get into Manhattan through the Lincoln Tunnel from Jersey. I mean, it was incredible. So I was the guy who angrily pulled out of the line. You ever done that where you're the guy who turns around, backs up, and goes the other way?
Yeah, I've done that.
With the tire screeching?
Yeah, I've done that.
Horrible swear words, spit coming out of my mouth. Then I say, there's only one more way to get here, there, to here. And that's the back way through Mount Lebanon on Cedar Boulevard, down by the tennis bubble, Mount Lebanon High School, down by there. What do you know? Construction again. And then I just started laugh crying,
yeah,
half laughing, half
there's
crying.
Nothing you can do.
It was. I'm like, I'm going to be late to work.
So how long?
I live a minute from the office, and I left at 8 o'clock, and the show starts at 10.
How long did it take you to?
An hour and a half.
Wow, it's an hour and a half of your life you'll never get back.
It was incrinculant, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Better than you. I hear this elbow's inflamed.
Yeah, inflamed. I haven't seen that shirt before. It's a wonderful color on you. It's a golf shirt.
Thank you. This is getting concerning. This is impacting your golf game.
It's so obviously golf. I don't know what it's called. Golfer's elbow, golf elbow. I hit on every single one of the symptoms. It was amazing. And that's what I have.
What do you do? You keep looking at Matt Cole for approval over here? You're talking the entire time to him.
There's a reason.
I'm sitting right here.
I know.
Make a little eye contact with me, will you?
There's a reason for that, Ron.
You're over there like this talking the whole time to him. I'm right here across from you.
I know. But there's a reason for that. I wanted to start off today by delivering a better introduction of our friend Maddie to the audience. He's become a vital part of the show in a very short time.
Yes, he has.
And I don't think we've done him justice in terms of him being a very interesting man, Ron, a complicated man.
I don't know that I'd go that far, but okay.
He's me from his age, physique-wise. He weighs 160. I was a little taller. Only difference was he's not drunk all the time, or ever, as a matter of fact.
And he's actually a good-looking man, and you never were.
I was at one point. Curly hair, very skinny, like our friend Maddie. Then there's the whole nickname thing. I discovered who in the office was unhappy with Folsy, and I went and confronted them. I like them both and respect them both very much. Would you like to know who they were?
Yeah, you're going to drop the names?
Paul Alexander, Shelby Cassese.
They don't like it.
They don't. Neither one of them liked it. And that has me sort of reeling here because, as I said, I like and respect both of them. So I put out a Twitter poll today. I'm struggling with this. Folesy doesn't appear to be going over well. Yesterday, we stumbled upon Tim. I wonder if that could get some traction. And then this morning, as I was doing a little wordplay, you remember Ollie Mattson, the big running back?
Sure.
Was thinking Matt, Matty Mattson, Ollie. What about Ollie, Ron? Ollie. Do you like that? And I called him up and referred
to him. You're so far all over the place.
I called him up and referred to him as Ollie, and it seemed to work. Do you like that?
Yeah. I would just like to settle on one because I can't keep track of how fast you switch from one to another.
Well, we're still in the experimental phase. Tim, anything there?
He's not a Tim.
He is a Tim. That's the thing. I've been friends with a lot of Tims. Tim Hurley was my friend. Tim Kreinheiter was my friend. This guy's a Tim, Ron. Look at him. Look at him. That's Tim. You want to try it?
Whatever.
You can try whatever one you like.
Whatever you want.
So the Twitter poll gives people four choices. Folesy, Ollie, good old Matty, or Tim. And I would like you to sort of try those out for yourself. Try them on for size.
I like Matty. I think that was working. And I thought we had settled on that last week.
So did I. But then Folesy had a comeback. It did. I liked it. And I loved
it
when Poppy Annie referred to him as Folesy. That brought the house down.
I can't believe you're allowing outside noise to impact what you want to do. Who cares what they think?
I know.
This is you.
That should be the case.
You know, if you think of Mike Tomlin listened to all his critics, what would happen to him?
I know.
Shelty or anybody else, don't pay attention to the outside noise.
You're right.
Do what you think is best.
It's all elevator music, right?
It's
nameless gray faces
music
out there.
That's exactly right.
I need
it's
to be
noise.
Singularly focused
outside
here on what I need to do. And if I want Folesy, then damn it, it's going to be Folesy.
You got to be singularly focused. That's exactly right.
Tim, any thoughts?
Matty is leading the Twitter poll right now, by the way.
Yeah, what's the score?
55% Matty. 22.5% Folesy, and a tie of 11.2% between Tim and Ollie.
I can't believe double figures for Tim and Ollie, Ron.
Wow.
And the complicated part is there's hidden anger here with Folesy. I just said it. That was natural, which is an indication that maybe that's the one. He does have anger swirling in there, and I heard it this morning.
He did.
We were talking on the phone. Lots of interference. Had to call each other back. And then this will surprise you.
Did he curse?
Almost. This is a quote from Ollie. This building sucks, he said. This building sucks.
Well, we've heard Horse say that.
How about
a
that?
Few times.
Well, Horse broke equipment back there.
He would throw
and hurled expletives.
He did. He was a hurler.
Folesy, do you ever swear?
No, not really.
Briefly, high school was what?
Where did I go, you mean?
Yes.
Shaler.
Shaler High School.
Yep.
Grew up in Shaler.
Yep.
College?
Waynesburg.
Favorite meal?
Mmm.
What will we find in Folesy's refrigerator all the time?
Eggs.
Eggs, Ron. How about that? Any questions for Folesy as we introduce him to the masses?
I think you covered everything that I was interested in.
And then sports that Tim has played. You've played
baseball.
Baseball?
Played basketball up to a point.
Little bit of basketball. And Ron, he's
too
a rower.
Too little for hoop.
Yeah, 5
Little Bugsy Bogues played.
Yeah, true. He rowed. He was a rower.
No, I did not roll.
A rower.
What?
I didn't
You just
row.
Told me back in the back. You said you quit rowing to do something. Did I mishear that?
I think you misheard that.
You said you were a rower.
No, I said I quit playing basketball when everybody grew taller than I was. I stopped growing.
You stopped
I think
growing,
that's what
yeah.
Not rowing,
yes.
Growing.
Okay, you stopped. I thought you said you stopped rowing. And I pictured you as a rower down at, what are the docks down there?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah, there's
in Millville.
Water. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's water nearby, which is helpful when you're rowing. Anything else, Folesy, before we move on that you really want people? I know people know you from the morning show, but anything else you want them to know about you as we forge into the future together, you and I and Ron? Anything. Anything at all.
Not that it comes top of mind that people probably don't already know.
Yeah. I implicitly trust Ollie, don't you, Ron?
Now it's Ollie to this one?
Yeah, I implicitly
used
trust
every single
the man.
One in this little exchange.
Trying him out, experimenting. I would trust him with my life. I don't even know the guy. You?
Are you kidding me? Of course I would.
Would you let him watch the house?
I wouldn't.
House?
No, I don't trust
really?
Him. I don't know him well enough to say that. I don't know. He could be a very despicable character. That was a popular word last week.
For Jimbo Fisher. Yes.
Despicable.
Wow. Apparently there's work to do here.
I know.
All right.
Still some ice to be melted,
you have to
that's all.
Earn Ron's trust.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, I respect that too.
Ice to be melted.
Ron, let's move on here. And let's move on.
Please, let's move on.
We were talking about yesterday, which was Omar Khan. And something you mentioned that flew off the page that perhaps we didn't dive into enough. Does this sort of increase Mike Tomlin's power in the organization?
I don't think there's any question it does.
Tell me about that. Why you think that, and if that's a good thing.
You know, he's been here, what, how many years? 15 years?
Yeah.
I think he should have the biggest, most important say. Now, I know the counter argument to that is, well, what he done lately, you know, hasn't won a lot of playoff games lately.
Why do you think Tomlin should have the biggest say on personnel?
Because as opposed to a capologist, I would think he would have more than him. Now, Andy Weidel maybe, you know, is going to have a big say. Hey, listen, they're all going to have a say. Tomlin doesn't operate in a vacuum here, but I would think he is going to have the final say on the important personnel decisions.
I think that's normal.
And I think that's probably for a lot of coaches.
I think that's normal, but are we treading in the territory that Bill Parcells used to refer to as I want to be the guy, not only the chef, but the guy who buys the groceries.
Right.
Do we want Tomlin buying more groceries?
Tomlin has always said he's not interested in that side of the job. You know, he likes to coach, but I still think he's going to have some big say about the ingredients that he's coaching.
I'm not sure that more say for him is good. I mean, it gets very complicated.
Well, I think he already had a lot to begin with.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much more he will have. Maybe some, but I don't know that it'll be a lot. I think he has always been the face of this franchise.
What does that mean, though?
That he's the
main. He has the last say on draft picks. We know that.
He has the main say. If he doesn't want something, I don't think it happens.
I'm not sure that that's a great thing, and it gets complicated when we judge Tomlin, because you have Tomlin, the game day coach. You have Tomlin, the manager of people. You have Tomlin, the talent evaluator. You have Tomlin, the de facto GM, if you want to go that far.
He wears a lot of hats, doesn't he?
You have Tomlin, the defensive coordinator.
Yes, you do. Well, at
that's
least
a
you
lot.
Did. You did. We'll see what happens this year. You got a new coordinator, and you also got Brian Flores involved.
Well, now you have Brian Flores. I just wonder about the structure of the organization when they've gone from Keith Butler to Terrell Austin. Does it change? Is Tomlin still the guy making the calls? And you've gone from Kevin Colbert to Omar Khan.
But with an assistant GM that has a huge background in personnel, which you didn't really have before.
Because your GM had a huge background in personnel.
Exactly.
It almost feels like just a shifting of titles here. Is Omar Khan just going to do what he did before?
And probably with a raise as the GM, I guess.
And then is Weidel just going to be Brandon Hunt? What he did, it almost seems like everybody's doing the same thing, except Tomlin has more power.
Right. And Weidel takes over for Brandon Hunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. My guess is Tomlin would have even more of a say, but I just don't know how much more. I'm willing to give it a chance, see what happens. I'd like to see him start winning some playoff games. And I don't know that that's going to happen this year. I think I predicted him to go 8-9 and miss the playoffs. Of course, that's what I predicted last year, and they made the playoffs.
Man, I just look, and then there's Tomlin, the man who hires coaches. There's many, many different areas to judge him in. And I think of the offensive line and the disastrous transition last season.
With the players or with the coaches or both?
All of the above.
All of the above.
You had the David DeCastro situation. Don't know exactly how that went down, but it was injurious to their plans. You had
like
Chooks.
Injurious.
Injurious, yeah.
I like that. Maddie? I always usually prefer hurtful.
Hurtful.
I use that word a lot.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Good, Falsy. Cool.
Very kindly.
You had Chukwuma Okorafor. We're going to make him our left tackle. Last year at this time, that was the project.
And he didn't
work out. F for that. You drafted Kendrick Green, who now Kevin Dotson has sort of given away the fact that Kendrick Green is a guard now.
They're competing for the spot.
Oh, my God. They drafted that guy to be their center for their 39-year-old quarterback in a new offense.
Who had a confidence of a two playing center.
He now admits that. Yes, he had the confidence of a
and
two playing center.
He's only up to a six now. I want him to be a 10.
Just a bad draft pick right now. Maybe he'll be a good guard. I don't know. But as we yeah,
position.
As we stand here right now, that draft pick was an F and helped wreck things last season. And then hiring the coach who was the alleged rising star that everybody loved, and the Steelers were ahead of the game and they were promoting from within again, and he quits before the end of the season. So if I'm judging Mike Tomlin as talent evaluator, as hirer of assistant coaches, is hirer a word, Ron?
Yeah, I guess. Hirer.
And I look at it's a pretty big deal, your offensive line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Especially when you have a new coordinator. Not to mention the new coordinator.
Brings in Simo for a while. He didn't last.
I'm not sure that his track record recently in a number of different areas inspires confidence that he should be a guy whose powers are increasing. Do you know what I mean? Do you agree?
The bottom line is look at the ones wins and losses. They've been good in the regular season, never had a losing season, but they're not getting it done in the postseason. Yeah, I would agree. His track record says he shouldn't get more, and I don't know how much more he is getting. But I do still think there's some sort of increase there. I think he will be able to have more, and maybe I'm totally wrong, more clout with Omar than he did with Kevin.
I would think so, because you start out knowing way more about the game itself than the
right.
GM.
Now,
the GM is a capologist.
Andy Weidel in there, you know, he's going to hold his own.
But he's an assistant GM,
right?
You know? He'll hold his
when
own,
is Omar,
yes. But,
when
but
are
is
they
he,
speaking? I think tomorrow. Omar and probably Art, some of these questions will be asked. I think they said they announced a press conference.
Asked and not answered, they should call that segment.
That's what they do.
Man, I don't know. I don't know about all of this. I kind of like Mike Tomlin just coaching, you know? I don't mind having a coach-centric organization to the point where if there's a tiebreaker, your coach gets final say on a free agent signing or a draft pick. Because
right.
He's the guy coaching him. But that's different than him shopping for all the groceries.
And if you don't absolutely want somebody, I don't want to force him to take them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's an injurious situation.
Injurious situation.
Yeah.
Although, man, does it get tricky. It can get tricky navigating those waters when a GM really wants a guy.
Bridge over troubled water.
Andy Weidel really wants a guy. I mean, I don't know if... What is Omar Khan's background in the actual game itself, Ron? That's my question.
I don't know that he has much of a personnel background. He definitely has a financial background, which is an important role in this salary cap era. But I don't know that I feel comfortable him evaluating six offensive linemen and determining which
right.
One
whereas
is the
Colbert,
best.
Whereas even when you're just debating, forget about whether. Tomlin really doesn't want a guy or really is willing to go to the wall for a guy. Let's talk about all the other hundreds of cases where
right.
You have a debate and come to a consensus. Who's debating him? I guess Weidel?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a fair amount of clout here, too.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. Is more power, increased powers for Mike Tomlin a good idea? And what do we think of Tomlin's all-around game? Man, he wears a lot of hats, right? Most head coaches do, but not this many. Most are not a coordinator, a final say on draft picks, hiring all the assistant coaches. Most do that. I'll grant you that, although some are forced upon him. And he's had one or two forced upon him. And now you have a GM with really no background in the actual personnel aspect of the game. 412-928-9370. One of the new guys, Miles Jack, spoke and had some very interesting things to say. We'll hear from him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Omar Khan going to be introduced as the Steelers' new general manager tomorrow, I believe. Yes, Ron? Is that the introductory news conference?
Yeah, I think there's a press conference tomorrow, and I'm assuming Art will be there to introduce him.
You can check out the BetMGM MLB podcast powered by BetQL. Ryan Horvath, Cody Decker bring you all the best info from all your baseball betting needs. Every Monday and Friday, the guys give you the best bets of the week along with many prop bets. Get the latest episodes on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts. So the question is, how much does his role change? But the larger question, I think, is what about Mike Tomlin's power within the organization? And all the hats that Tomlin wears. 412-928-9370. I would like to involve Slim in this discussion, if you don't mind, Ron. You and I and Slim. In a discussion of, we're going to grade each category. Like I said, Tomlin wears a lot of hats in this organization. Let's go about 5 years back, shall we? This space in time. Pretty significant space, five years.
Coincide with them not winning a playoff game.
Yes. And just give a grade for each one of these categories, okay? Tomlin as a head coach, simply a head coach. The game day duties, the preparation of the team, you know, all of that, that specific to being a football coach, mostly on game days. Give them a grade. Last 5 years, Ron.
I think they're always competitive. They're always in the games. So I'm going to give them a B.
Tim? No, Tim's on the line. I will give him a... I'll give him a C+. I think of the duck year. But I also think at the end they were favored in the last three games and lost them all. I think you have to find a way to beat the Jets, even with Duck. Haven't won a playoff game. Have still, yes, been competitive, have gotten into the playoffs. I'll give him a C+ on that.
I apologize for that.
No, go ahead, man.
I will say a B, and a solid B, because there are, I mean, Mike Tomlin, at the end of the day, if we're talking about game day things, it's a cliche, but he hasn't had a losing season. So there's that. That's where I can't go into any kind of C territory, but there are still games seemingly every year where they go against lesser opponents and they don't look to be prepared. and end up losing those games or almost losing those games.
I just wonder if that's not the case with almost all head coaches. You know, these guys, we all see Tomlin and his warts and the team's warts, but I think a lot of teams lose games that they probably shouldn't lose. Coaches.
He has a horrendous loss every year. Do they all? I don't know.
Last year, did he? I mean, they got blown out in a couple games. I don't know that that would call them horrendous losses.
The Vikings loss was
well,
bad.
Okay. How I mean, about a horrendous? Can you settle for a horrendous tie?
Yeah, well, there. Yeah, I will settle for that.
I mean, his record against the Raiders, for example.
Absolutely.
And things like that. You know, maybe. I'm dropping him to a C. Come on. There's supposed to be a higher standard here. They're supposed to win playoff games. They haven't even gotten to the playoffs a couple years.
Yeah.
In these last 5 years. They won a division, but the very next week, they got humiliated on their home field by the second place team in the division. He's done an average job as a head coach. Defensive coordinator. Grade him on that for the past 5 years, Ron.
Not very good. Well, it was maybe 5 years ago it was okay. I don't know if he was calling the plays all the time then, or if he just, man, you got that bad elbow, don't you? You're over there in pain.
No, I'm just stretching it.
Trying to fletch it.
Yes.
I'll probably say a C as a defensive coordinator.
Folsy?
Yeah, it's probably right around there for me as well. It goes down dramatically based on last year. Last year was
a run.
Yeah, it was a mess.
C?
Yeah, C's good.
I'm going C minus because the final exams are heavily weighted here, and they have just been embarrassed in the biggest moments.
36 points in the last four playoff games they've given up.
Horrendous. And those are your final exams. I mean, he's had good moments. They've actually, in the two of the last 3 years, I was surprised to learn, top five in points against.
And they're
top
always
five.
High. Wow. They're always high in sacks, too.
And some smashing performances. But in the end, and yes, last year weighs heavily, too, C minus. Mike Tomlin as a drafter with final say on draft picks and heavy influence. Last 5 years. Ron?
When were the real bad ones?
I mean, I have him in 16, 18, and 19, although we disagree on 19.
Okay.
16, I guess, was 6 years ago, technically.
Right, right. You know, I mean, good, bad, he's had some of both. I'm going to say B. He's had some good players, good finds. So again, and we don't know how much all of this is not on him.
Right.
I mean, Kevin Colbert is some of it, too. I'll say B.
I mean, Colbert and those guys are a lot of it.
Right.
I mean, it's not like Tomlin's making every pick. He's not out on the road scouting the third, fourth, fifth round picks a lot of the time.
Well, I think he's.
There's a reason that those guys do the legwork all year long.
Right, but I think he's pretty knowledgeable on whoever they pick because he's a football junkie. And that's
sure,
all he does.
But I don't think he's making every pick.
No.
I think he's the first round pick he has tons of say on.
And I'll bet the second, third, and fourth even.
It's such a mixed bag with what they've done in the draft of the last 5 years, I think. Because they've found some guys later on in the draft that have ended up being a lot better for them. But they've also had guys, especially at the tops of these drafts, where they either flame out after a couple of years or they never quite lived up to their billing. And so I can't go above, I guess, a B minus with this.
Well,
there's lack of volume in these
drafts. If we're
going
to do the last 5 years, he escapes the stain of 2016. Which was just a complete disaster. Artie Burns, Sean Davis, Hargrave. Nobody's left here. There's nobody remaining from that draft. The next year was pretty good. T.J. Watt as the 30th pick. Juju at 62. Connor at 105. That's a pretty good draft.
And Cam Sutton in there, too.
And Cam Sutton. And that's a grade A draft for me.
I would agree. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Almost on T.J. Watt alone, let alone the other guys.
But the one that brings it all down for me is 18, the arrogant pick of Mason Rudolph, Terrell Edmonds as a reach in the first round, James Washington as a washout in the second round. I'm going to give him a C to a C-minus, maybe a C. We'll grade out the great ones with the horrible ones. And how about the hiring of coaches? Give Tomlin a grade there over the past 5 years. Ron?
I don't like that at all. I don't like the Canada hiring has not turned out well. you know, obviously, you know, I think bringing in Flores is really a good hire.
So do I.
I'd probably say C on that. The offensive line thing was has been a disaster. I'd probably say C on that one.
Well, wait a second. I'm going to question you on that grade, Ron. Other than Flores, what do you like about his hiring of coaches?
Well, I mean, I think that's been a big one. I think we'll see how it turns out. The wide receiver coach he hired, Hilliard, has left. I just don't like the Canada hiring most of all. But other than that, I'm okay with who he's had at defensive line and tight ends and those guys.
I'm going to give him a D minus on this. And the only reason I don't give him an F is because I do love the Flores hire, but we don't even know how it's turned out yet.
No, we don't.
It's like grading this year's draft. So I might just give him an F. We have Randy Fichtner, his buddy, lasted, 3 years? Gone. Matt Canada, just a calamity in his first year. Who knows if other people even want to work with the guy? I don't know. That's an F so far. Adrian Clem in the whole offensive line debacle. F. Before Munchak, he had Jack Bicknell. Before Clem, he had, who was it, Sean Surrett?
Surrett, yyeah.
I mean, come on here. He had a yes man in Butler. Well, he had to fire Joey Porter. This is an F. He's done a horrible job with the coaching staff.
And that's the thing. When we're talking about hirings, it's almost like you can't even say the word hiring because they've all been just promotions from within.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah.
That haven't worked. With Clem, with Surrett.
Ron, do you want to change your grade or stick to it based on all of that?
I'm going to stick to it. You know, Canada was hired from outside. He was promoted after 1 year here, but he was brought in from the outside. I just don't know how that's going to turn out, especially after how it went last year.
So other than Flores, what do you like about all that?
Again, Joe, I don't know about the tight ends coach. You know about the tight ends coach?
The tight ends coach isn't important to me.
I'm
thinking coordinators.
Okay. I mean,
they're not all equally important.
I mean, I think Butler did a good job here for a while. I don't know how much.
He wasn't even a defensive coordinator.
I don't know when that all turned. I don't know if Mike did it all along himself or not. I don't know. I have a question for you. I know we got to go to a break, but I got a question for you when we come back. A little tease, if you will.
And then overall personnel man. We're going to get into that. Ron has a question for me. And top of the hour, we're going to move on to the Baltimore Ravens with Jonas Schaefer and a quarterback situation developing there. Let's talk about that. Lamar Jackson, not at OTAs. Ron has a question for me coming up. First, we're going to finish off our report card here for Mike Tomlin over the last 5 years in the context of, is it a good idea for him to have increased powers in the organization or even as much power as he already has, given the fact that they haven't won a playoff game in a long time? And given the fact that as we go along through these different areas that he is largely responsible for, he ain't getting great grades so far. So far, the best one is just him simply as a football coach. Defensive coordinator, not so much. Drafter, we have a B, a C, and a C, I think it was. His hiring of coaches over the last 5 years, managing the coaching staff. We have a C from Ron, and a D minus from me, and how about you, Maddie?
I had a D.
A D? And then lastly, overall personnel, meaning free agents, bringing people in. Ron, what would you go for with that?
I'm trying to think of some of the good ones, some of the bad ones. The one that really disappointed me last year was the Ingram one. Bringing that guy in, I thought he was going to help, and Tomlin just couldn't figure out how to get him in. I'd probably say B on that one, B minus maybe.
Based on?
Just overall guys that he's had the last
like
5 years.
Like who?
I mean, the team's record, they've won games. I'd have to look at
well,
the
let me,
roster.
Let me name some.
I don't have it in front of me here.
Let's all refresh our memories. There have been some good ones that they've brought in. Ingram for a while till it turned into a disaster. Tyson Alualu was a good
Very
one.
Very good.
Right? Minka was a pretty good one, right? Depending on how you feel about that trade.
Eric Ebron.
Not so good.
Not so good.
It had his moments of first year, but not so good overall.
Dante Moncrief, disaster.
Terrible.
And a big one for me, maybe the biggest of the ones we've mentioned was Joe Schobert, who not only did they bring in, but they handed their defense to.
Very disappointing.
And he was so bad that they gave up on him after 1 year.
Very, very disappointing.
I was surprised by that. I thought he was going to be much better.
So did we.
I absolutely loved that trade. Witherspoon, I think, has a chance to be a pretty good pickup for them.
Witherspoon looks okay. They've been chasing that inside linebacker position. Bostic didn't turn out. Who's the other guy?
Avery Williamson was one.
Ever since Shazier got hurt.
There's another one. Bostic, Williamson, I can't remember the other one. And Schobert was horrific.
Joe Hayden was a good pick.
Joe Hayden was a good one. What year was
that?
More than 17?
More than five, I think.
Was it?
Time flies. Maybe it wasn't.
So it's been an extremely, I would say, mixed bag as to who has helped them and who hasn't in terms of free agency and trades is basically the category I want there. I'm going to go C- on that one. Maddie?
Yeah, I'll go B.
Above average.
Because it is such a mixed bag. The results are a little low all over the place, but he has hit on some. I think Minkah and Joe Hayden shoring up, those are two big guys that they've added in that secondary over the years.
Well, they gave up a lot to get Minkah, though.
For sure.
Joe Hayden, they didn't. They just had to sign him as a free agent.
He falls in the five-year realm. He came here in 17. Wow. So that was a good one. That was a good one to jump on. Some of the offensive linemen who have shuffled in and out, not overly impressed with. Who else are we thinking of? Tight ends, Ebron. Did they have anybody else they brought in as a tight end?
Just the guy that was hurt. How long ago was that?
Ladarius Green.
That one was terrible.
Yeah, man, I'm going C- on that. So I would add up all our grades here, and we're all right around a C. Right around a C. What does that tell us?
Well, I have three Bs on my list. You have C, C minus, C, and then you were going to go F. Did you change it to D minus?
For which?
The
coaching
the
management? D minus, I'll go.
And then a C. My question to you is, are you prepared to say he should be fired?
Oh, no.
Or how would you make
no,
it?
No, no,
well,
having a, no. We're having a discussion in the context of should he have more power.
But these grades still evaluate his performance, whether he has power or not.
Right.
How would you make the case to keep him after your grades? He's one of the highest paid coaches in the league.
Keep him as a head coach is what I would keep him as.
Okay.
That would be my case.
Okay.
Less power. Focus on your head coaching duties.
But isn't all of these things, certainly hiring, is part of the head coach's duties. I think they all do that.
Right.
And they all have a say in the personnel. You're just saying maybe not as much as we think he has.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm the one who said that he shouldn't have been given an extension last year.
Right. And you know,
so there's a ways between that and firing.
We both agree that he needs to let Flores or somebody call the defensive signals.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Less power, not more.
Okay.
Am I ready to fire him? No. If they miss the playoffs again and again and again, or I should say don't win a playoff game again and again and again.
And I think it will come to that if that happens.
See, I don't.
I don't think he has a lifetime job here.
I do.
Okay.
What would it take to fire him?
It all depends on.
Because now he's got a built-in excuse for the next few years.
He's breaking in a new quarterback, but all seasons aren't created equal. The 1 year, they nearly made the playoffs with Duck and Mason Rudolph as the quarterback. Other years, they've collapsed at the end of the year. It's all, each season is different. So if he doesn't make the playoffs this year, depending on how it goes, I may be highly critical of him or not critical of him at all. Let's see how these quarterbacks play and how the defense turns out and, how some of these guys do that they're bringing in. Each season, it's hard to judge beforehand. I just can't say if he misses the playoffs this year, he should go.
I can't conceive of a scenario by which he would go. I think Mike Tomlin is here for as long as he wants to be here, based on history.
Then I think you might have to put up with him for 10 or 15 more years.
Maybe. All he's doing is getting more and more power as they don't win playoff games. That's sort of not a sign to me that he would be in danger anytime soon. You know what I mean?
What if Matt Canada fails this year?
Fire him and get a new guy. Same way Randy Fichtner failed, Adrian Clem failed, moved on from Keith Butler. Although I will say Tomlin has doubled down on that guy like a few others.
And the drafts this year was to help the offense. I think if it turns out to be bad, that could be a real stumbling block for him. Canada.
I don't know. I think he can pretty much do anything he wants, make any mistakes he wants.
Yeah, we all should have jobs like that, I guess.
And he has had, I mean, he has won a championship, right? He still has a very nice resume. Probably a Hall of Fame resume. Let's go to, what's this man's name? Walt. What's up?
Hey, guys. Great discussion. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Tomlin, I just want to say that it seems like in his career, there's two parts to his career. The first part, which was very good, and I don't even want to discuss Cowher's team, Tomlin's team. That's not a discussion. What I want to discuss is, as he's got the power, he's done worse. That's what I feel. I just think if you give somebody too much power, they make a lot of the decisions, you're not in a good place. And I agree with you, Joe. I don't think they'll ever fire Tomlin because he's always got a fall guy. You named him, Fichtner, and everybody that's gone is Tomlin's fall guy, so he don't have to take the brunt of it. I'm done. I've ranted, so you guys pick up from here. Thanks.
When's the next time Tomlin would be up for a contract? After this season? Because the three-year extension was signed through 2024. So it'll be with 2 years left as customary, correct?
After this year, yeah. Yeah.
I think they could go 4-13 this year and it wouldn't matter.
I don't know that they'd give him an extension this time.
Based on that record?
Yeah. Again, depending on how things go. But yeah, I think if he has a really bad year, I don't know that they necessarily give him that extension with 2 years left.
That's where we disagree.
They could still wait another year and he'd still have a year.
Well, when did they give it to him last time? Now I'm trying to think. Was it with 2 years left on his deal?
Wasn't it last summer? I can't keep track. I'm going to have to look at the date.
I just don't see the signs for me would be him getting less and less power, maybe things like that.
Well, 1 year they gave him an extension only 1 year, which was different than what they had.
Yes.
But then this last time they went back up to a couple years.
Yes. I mean, I think that I agree with Jerry Dulac. When this last extension was signed, it was because the Steelers knew they were going to be going through some turbulent times here, that things were
going
to be changing.
Going
from Ben. April 20th.
And they wanted Tomlin to explicitly to be that guy who steered them through this. And I think that gives him sort of free reign through this time. They know there's going to be some rough water. So is it going to be 9 wins? Is it going to be 6? Is it going to be 4? Nobody knows. But I just think they're looking beyond this time as the next time they're really that Art is really going to judge Tomlin. I feel like there's a built-in, is it excuse or a built-in sort of reason that they could really struggle here? They know that. They're breaking in new quarterbacks. So I don't see this season as one that he's going to be judged harshly after, almost no matter what happens.
Yeah, but I don't know that he'll be given an extension after this year, depending on what happens.
Maddie, tell me about the last extension.
Yeah, it was April 20th, 2021. They gave him a 3-year contract extension, ran through the 2024 season.
How many years were left on his deal?
Well, if it was 3 years, so it was 22, 23, 24. That couldn't be right, I don't think. Is it?
This is according to an ESPN story.
Yeah, that's right. They signed him to a 3-year extension through 2024.
Yeah, but if they did, they did that last year. Oh, no, that doesn't make sense.
April 20th, 2021.
Okay, so how many years did he have left then? If they just gave, so he only had 1 year left then, 21?
Maddie, you're going to have to look that up.
I am.
Folsey's on the case.
That would only add up unless my math, and I wasn't.
Remember they had the option year, that the last signing had the option year on the end of it and everything else, so it got a little bit complicated.
So maybe they had 1 year left plus the option. Maybe they tore up the
option.
That's
what I think happened,
and added
yes.
3 years. Okay.
But we're going to get Folsey to fact check that. He's also a fact checker, Ron. Did you know that?
Very versatile.
He's a man who wears many hats, almost as many as Tomlin. Should we give Maddie more power within the show
here? He already runs it.
Who's judging Maddie?
Horse.
Horse from afar.
Listening from afar.
Horse from afar is listening. All right. We'll have more Tomlin talk coming up later in the show, because that to me is sort of the underpinning of the whole Omar Khan situation. Is the guy who's already in charge, the face of the organization, maybe has more power. More, not less, more. All right, let's get to the Baltimore Ravens and the Lamar Jackson situation. We're going to talk to Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Sun coming up next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.